With the election exactly 1 week away, the race for governor is heating up in Wisconsin. Today, President Barack Obama comes to Milwaukee rallying for Democratic candidate Mary Burke. On Friday, New Jersey governor and GOP favorite Chris Christie will be in the state, stumping for Republican incumbent Scott Walker. And even though millions of dollars have been spent on ads during the race, the candidates are still neck and neck.
Here to dig deeper into these headlines and give us a scoop on what's happening in the race is Joe Foy. He's Associate Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at the University of Wisconsin Colleges and Associate Professor of Political Science. Joe, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So as we mentioned, President Barack Obama will be in Milwaukee today campaigning for Mary Burke. Now, what are the odds that this sort of celebrity stumping is going to help her chances?
Well, any time that you bring in celebrity politicians or celebrity figures or anybody who's really going to attract a crowd on behalf of a political candidate, the point of that is not really to sway voters' decisions. The people who are going to go to these rallies are typically individuals who already have their minds made up. The purpose of these kinds of celebrity appearances or popular figure appearances is really more to inspire the base, to get them motivated, to be able to make sure that people are going out to the polls and voting. And so really that's what we're going to see with these kind of rallies. It's not going to likely change anyone's opinions or preferences at this point.
Is there any evidence that this does in fact increase voter turnout among the base, since it is, as you say, sort of singing to the choir already?
Yeah, actually there is. Anytime somebody's looking at doing a political polling, it's one thing to have somebody say that they favor a particular candidate, but then it's another thing to get those individuals to make a commitment beyond just that preference formation and actually get them to go to the polls. And so anytime that you can make somebody feel inspired and get them, to use the parlance of a lot of these rallies, fired up and ready to go, then they're much more likely to actually go to the polls and cast their vote. If people are feeling, depressed about the elections, or if they feel as though their vote really isn't going to matter, or if they're really not inspired much by a candidate, they're much less likely to take the time to actually go to the polls, stand in line, and cast that ballot. So these really do have an effect.
Now, President Barack Obama has not been campaigning everywhere. He's coming here because there's a tight governor's race, and he's apparently appearing in a district which voted 99% Democratic. Does that have anything to do with it in terms of whether or not these stumps work?
Oh, absolutely. You'll notice that on the national stage, especially with Senate elections, the Democratic Party is not utilizing Barack Obama in any Senate races and has sort of sparingly used him in terms of gubernatorial races. Typically in those states, and as you mentioned, in those precincts or in those counties that voted favorably with the president. So these kinds of efforts, bringing Barack Obama here to the state of Wisconsin, are largely because Wisconsinites still tend to favor or view President Obama more favorably than some of the national level polls. And in particular, as you mentioned, in Milwaukee County, there's an incredibly high favorability rating. And so, again, here you have somebody who's going to speak to the choir and to try to mobilize that active base that is likely to support then that candidate.
Now, there's an interesting case of celebrity stumping happening with Governor Walker's campaign. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be here for Governor Scott Walker. And it's an interesting case because it seems as though these two are potential adversaries in a presidential bid come 2016, when there is sort of a lingering backstory like that, alongside some other news this week about maybe Governor Walker feels a little upset that Chris Christie's organization is not giving him enough money for the campaign. There's some complexity there. How will that factor in?
Well, again, just like with President Obama, when Governor Christie comes to stump in the state, it's again largely going to appeal to those individuals who have already made up their mind to vote for Scott Walker and who are already favorable to the governor's policies. The backstory with the Republican Governors Association and some of the recent comments that Scott Walker has given, that the Republican Governors Association administration hasn't supported him financially as much as he wanted, or at least comments that intimated that outcome. I don't think that that's necessarily going to play in to this kind of relationship. In other words, when Chris Christie comes and shows up and starts talking to the base, those individuals aren't going to be looking at the potential rift. That's typically more parsed and sorted at the level that we're talking right now. I don't think that average voters are necessarily going to be looking into that. But the effect of Governor Walker's comments about the Republican Governors Association really teaches two things. One, those comments are effective. Since he started making comments about how he hopes the Republican Governors Association, will step forward and support his campaign, they have increased the level of funding. But the other thing that I think that we learn from all of this is that really the funding levels don't matter. When you look at a combined spending between the two candidates of about $16 million, we haven't seen much of any shift in the polls over time. People largely have their minds made up. And so I'm not even sure that additional funding from the Republican Governors Association would have been the best strategy. And so getting Chris Christie to appear and show up may actually be much more effective than increased funding for political ads.
We're talking right now with political scientist Joe Foy about the latest news in Wisconsin's gubernatorial election.
And you can join the conversation. What is standing out to you with 1 week until Election Day? Are you surprised to hear that millions of ad dollars later, the candidates are still tied? Do you think that celebrity political stumping helps candidates on either side? Why or why not? Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email your thoughts at talk@WPR.org.
We're picking up our discussion with political scientist Joe Foy about the latest news in Wisconsin's governor's race with just a week left before the election.
And you can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. What do you think is going to make the difference in this race with 1 week left to go? How many ads have you seen, maybe watching the football game or whatever you're watching? Do you think that celebrity endorsements, President Obama, Bill Clinton, Chris Christie, make a difference? And have you been to any of these rallies? Are you planning to go? Call now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And Joe, we were talking about political spending, $16 million, by the way, on political ads in this race. And most of these ads from Democrats and Republicans have been attacking the other candidates. Is there any evidence that these ads are working, that they're effective?
Typically, the kind of ads that work are the ones that do go negative, which is why, even though everybody complains about negative advertising, the reality is that those ads are typically the ones that are the most effective in terms of influencing voter perceptions. Within the state of Wisconsin, though, and in such a high-profile gubernatorial race in which individuals had already largely made up their minds related to the incumbent candidate, Scott Walker, advertising seems to have had very little effect at all. In part because, Mary Burke doesn't have the kind of high-profile record that some of the challengers to Scott Walker, like Tom Barrett, have had in the past. But then the other part of it is that individuals have largely, made this a referendum on Governor Walker's leadership. And so ultimately, they go into this with their minds largely made up, and no ad is really going to influence them one way or the other because they're not really making a choice between two individuals. They're really making a choice about one individual and then voting accordingly.
Let's take a caller now. We've got Pete joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Pete.
Good afternoon. To answer your question, I don't believe the spending makes any amount of difference. I mean, if anything, the spending is going after a small percentage of undecideds, but it's pretty hard to find an undecided voter regarding the governor's race.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, Pete. And Pete, echoing what you had said there, Joe, that this is sort of a referendum on Governor Walker and whether or not people want to vote for him and support him or vote against him and have someone else in that office. Is there any evidence that anything will move that needle at this point? Or is it just, we're just going to hold our breath until Election Day?
Well, now it's really about turnout. And this is where, you know, we're starting to see the candidates starting to try to find ways of getting people to, you know, to show up and to listen and to get excited. And that's why you see, you know, Mary Burke having First Lady Michelle Obama to the state twice, former President Clinton and now President Obama, and Governor Christie, who's become a national celebrity within the Republican Party, has been to the state before, is coming to the state again to stump for Governor Walker, because that's a way that you can get people to show up and that you can really try to push the needle on turnout rather than on trying to influence decision making. So I think ultimately, really, it's that turnout that's going to determine the election.
And I think the prevailing wisdom is that more Republicans turn out at midterm elections. Is there any indication that this race will be any different?
Well, not really in terms of the typically, actually, we see that the Republicans have a tendency to turn out at higher rates in most races, but there are also a lot more people who typically identify either undecided or Democratic. And so I think that you're going to see a high level of mobilization amongst the Republican Party, particularly within the state of Wisconsin. The Republican voters have shown up at very high rates. And so now it's just a question of whether or not the Democrats have a candidate and a message and an opponent that really gets their base mobilized and even beyond the base to really try to push that in their direction. Otherwise, I think you're going to see a high-level Republican turnout. The question is going to be really, what about the level of the Democratic turnout?
Now, Mary Burke is the candidate who came into this race as the relative unknown. Now, as her campaign has evolved, here we are a week out from Election Day, is there evidence that the electorate knows who she is, has a handle on her policies, and is more familiar with her?
You know, not to the extent that I think that most races are used to for this kind of high-profile race, like the gubernatorial race in the state of Wisconsin. Typically, you have an individual who has an established record that you can begin to criticize. That's not something that Scott Walker has in this race. He's had that before with Tom Barrett, where he could focus on particular parties and attack that. But really, the best that the Walker campaign has really been able to do is try to lump on Mary Burke as a former political appointee, as Secretary of Commerce under former Governor Doyle, and has really tried to make that link and then criticize Governor Doyle's policies and just try to lump Mary Burke into that. But the reality is that between her Secretary of Commerce time and her time on Madison School Board, there's not a whole lot by way of a political record that somebody could criticize or attack. And so in that respect, then, people have come to know her background in terms of business with the Trek Corporation, some of her work that she did in Washington, D.C. But beyond that, I don't get the sense that there's that same kind of political history with Mary Burke that you would typically see in a race like this. And I think it's affected strategies.
Let's take another phone call now. We have Diane. She's joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I was wondering what the candidate's position is on the referendum. Does it favor one candidate over the other? What are the ramifications?
Okay, thank you, Diane. And Joe?
Which referendum? I'm sorry. I missed what.
Diane, are you with us?
Transportation Department.
With the Transportation Department? To be quite honest with you, I'm not sure where both of the candidates, what their positions are that they've articulated on that. But typically, when individuals have a strong feeling about a particular policy, then those are going to be the individuals who are likely going to be spoken to by a candidate taking a particular position. In this particular case, within the state of Wisconsin, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of individuals who are going to be voting single issue. So, in other words, where an individual stands on a particular policy, or in this case, on the referendum, it's not necessarily going to influence their decision as to which candidate takes that position on that issue. I think that we're really looking at a much more comprehensive referendum on, again, Governor Walker's policies and his history as a governor of the state, rather than particular issues. For some voters, it will matter, but on the large scale, I don't think that that's going to tip the scale in the ways that it might in other elections.
Now that we are in the home stretch, about a week away here, does that mean that if there were, say, to be a large cash infusion toward either candidate, that we might see any kind of motion at this point? Or is it something unique about this race and that the balance that these candidates seem locked into that makes money kind of irrelevant at this point?
Yeah, I think that we've largely seen that spending doesn't seem to matter much in this election. You might be able to have individuals trying to sort of prove the null and say that if they didn't spend at the high rates that they were, they wouldn't be locked in the positions that they're in. But I think that what we've seen, again, when we look at polls from Marquette University or Real Clear Politics or even 538 tracing back to August, we see the candidates roughly locked in the exact position that they are now, and the additional millions of dollars that have been spent haven't really moved the needle one way or the other. And so I don't think that additional infusions of money at this point would really matter. I think that what matters is really making that personalized connection with voters, getting them inspired, and really trying to push turnout beyond just a base. I think that's ultimately what's going to decide this.
How significant do you think the Wisconsin governor's race is when you look at it from a national angle?
Well, in terms of the national conversation that's been held really since 2010 and Act 10, Wisconsin has been in the national spotlight. Governor Walker has been talked about as a potential presidential candidate or a vice presidential candidate, and certainly this has been seen as a testing ground for several policies at the national level. And so I think that this is a significant election. I think it becomes a bellwether for what we might see within the next 2 years and even the next 4 years for national level politics. So I do think that this is very significant on the national level, and it's certainly, of course, significant at the state level.
Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
That was Joe Foy, Associate Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at the University of Wisconsin Colleges and Associate Professor of Political Science.